rest of the story. In the firmament of every age shines a star by which society steers. And so it was more than 100 years ago when Emily Post was born. For the Book of Manners in 1747 was entitled Rules of Civility and Decent Behavior in Company and Conversations. 110 rules in all. And how remarkably they encompassed the situations of 18th century life. Every action done in company, I'm quoting now, every action done in company ought to be done with some sign of respect to those that are present. That's the first rule. And throughout, one envisions not a world of created impressions, but rather a time of concern for the sensibilities of others. Sleep not when others speak. Sit not when others stand. Speak not when you should hold your peace. Walk not on when others stop. Shift not yourself in the sight of others. Read no letters, books, or papers in company. Show not yourself glad at the misfortune of another, though he were your enemy. Many of these rules of civility comprise lengthy paragraphs regarding specific protocol and proposed conduct for certain people in certain situations. However, the most charming inclusions are those which are brief and very wise. Undertake not to teach your equal in the art of him himself professes. And when a man does all that he can, though it succeeds not well, blame not him that did it. Here's another. Let your conversation be without malice or envy. Speak not evil to the absent. Be not curious to know the affairs of others, neither approach those that speak in private. And it seems that the etiquette of days long gone by somehow married manners with morality. But why not? Labor to keep alive in your breast, declares rule number 110, that little spark of celestial fire called conscience. Much of this 2.5 centuries old book of golden rules includes curiosities which make the reader truly feel the intervening gulf of time. Number 26, for example. In putting off your hat to persons of distinction, make a reverence, bowing more or less, according to the custom of the better bred and the quality of the person. Here's number 95. Put not meat in your mouth with your knife in your hand, neither spit forth the stones of any fruit pie upon a dish, or cast anything under the table. And so it was once upon a time. In a land both terribly primitive and remarkably civilized, an anachronistic world that I suppose is gone forever. And yet, I understand that these rules of civility are being republished right now, partly as an historical document, partly because despite the hardships of 2.5 centuries ago, the people even of those days had something worth having in any generation, especially this one, something soft and beguiling and kind. For the author of the Rules of Civility has served this planet as a shining example to posterity. And now you can see that from the very beginning, he was the right man for the job. From the very beginning, the leader of a brave new land, George Washington. That's right, the George Washington. It was he who first taught us manners in a book entitled Rules of Civility and Decent Behavior, which he wrote in 1747 at the age of 15. And now you know the rest of the story.